there's never really a good time for an NHL team to lose their elite starting goaltender. But some times are better than others. The Vancouver Canucks are firmly in first place in the Pacific Division. They need to win just 7 of their remaining 16 games to guarantee a playoff spot, even if the teams chasing them win out. They have a relatively relaxed schedule, with just 11 games in the next 4 weeks, 8 of them on home ice. In other words, the timing for Thatcher Demko to have a 2-4 week injury could be a lot worse. The Canucks could easily survive a small slide without Demko and still earn home ice advantage in the playoffs. Of course, the Canucks aren't planning on sliding at all. And they believe that backup goaltender Casey DeSmith is more than capable of stepping up in Demko's absence. I mean, obviously Dems is a great goalie, said Tyler Myers. That being said, we have a ton of confidence in Case. He's been really solid for us as well this year. While DeSmith has a .900 save percentage this season compared to Demko's .917, that is skewed by the Canucks' complete meltdown against the Minnesota Wild with DeSmith in net. That 10-7 loss wasn't really DeSmith's fault. Take it away and his save percentage this season is .909, which is 5 points better than the league average. Beyond that, DeSmith has stepped in for an injured starter before. Last season, DeSmith played 38 games for the Pittsburgh Penguins, as Tristan Jarry dealt with multiple injuries. I've done this a couple of times in my career, just filling in for an injury and getting the net for a little while, said DeSmith. I always enjoy the experience and I've had some good success in the past when I've had the net for a couple of weeks. The favorable schedule certainly helps, as DeSmith won't have to worry about being run into the ground after getting used to the rhythms of being a backup goaltender. It's nice having a couple of days between games, no back-to-backs, and being at home is obviously a bonus too, said DeSmith. That's all very favorable for myself and for the team. The Canucks have been playing very well defensively in recent games, allowing fewer than 30 shots on goal in their last 4 games. That includes DeSmith's last start, when the Canucks allowed just 18 shots on goal. Tockett suggested their defensive performance could get even better in front of DeSmith. I think, DeSmith's makeup especially in the room is elite. He's well-liked, said head coach Rick Tockett. Listen, I'll be honest, I've been in the league somehow 40 years or whatever. When you like the goalies, you tend to block more shots for a guy. I don't know why. I've had some goalies where you're not a big fan of the guy. I'm not saying I've kind of veered out of the way, but when you really like a goalie you really dive in. Those guys really love Casey. So I think you'll see a lot of guys willing to block shots like they do for Demmer. Cue the speculation regarding which goaltenders Tockett wasn't a big fan of, Ron Hextall? Tom Barrasso? Kelly Haruti? The bigger point that Tockett wanted to make is that players could be more disciplined and detailed in their games knowing that the backup goaltender is behind them. Say you're up 2-0, right, and there's 15 minutes left in the third period. You've got the puck. Do you want to be risky or not? Said Tockett. Sometimes you think, hey, Casey hasn't played a ton. He's going to play a bunch of games for us. Do I want to put him in some bad situations if I turn the puck over and they get it 3-on-1? I think those guys are conscious of that. Hey, Casey's done a lot for us, he doesn't play a ton all the time, he's a great guy, I think that comes into play. And the guy dumps it in because he likes him. Tockett had to add with a laugh, so, if a guy doesn't dump it in anymore and gives up a 3-on-1, you're going to say he doesn't like the guy. In any case, the Canucks are confident that DeSmith can capably cover for Demko, with prospect Artur Sillovs waiting in the wings if he falters. As of now, we're just going by game to game, said Tockett. He's definitely gonna get the next 2 games and we'll go from there. I think Casey deserves a chance to get the ball and take it, regardless of what happens tomorrow night, which I think he'll be fine.